You can enjoy the unique art of short films, meet a heroic pilot who saved her plane and passengers, or take a spooky tour of San Antonio's sexy past. TPR Arts and Culture reporter Jack Morgan has a look at events happening around the area this weekend.
Tonight and tomorrow night, George Cisneto says Urban 15's the place to be.
This year, Urban 15 will be hosting the Manhattan Short Film Festival for the 16th time.
Not feature-length films. These are tasty little cinematic tapas.
The shortest film this year, I think, is 4.5 minutes, and the longest is 19.
The 1,200 film entries come from around the world, and Urban 15 will be playing 10 of them. Creating short films is a singular kind of talent.
I think that the short film is equivalent to the short story. San Antonio can see some of the world's best short films before the rest of the nation gets to see them.
After showing them, the audience gets to vote.
Then 2 weeks after the event, when all the votes from throughout the world get tabulated, that winning film director and crew will be in New York City for screenings and receiving their award.
San Antonio film lovers get to make their mark on the international stage. Then on Saturday, Karen Creech says the Bernie Book and Arts Festival will be hot.
First thing in the morning at 10 a.m. is Stephen Harrigan with his new book of history of Texas, Big Wonderful Thing. And then closing out the event is airline pilot Captain Tammy Jo Schultz and her new book, Nerves of Steel.
If her name doesn't ring a bell, maybe this audio will.
Is your airplane physically on fire?
No, it's not on fire, but part of it's missing. They said there was a hole in someone went out.
She's the Southwest Airlines pilot whose nerves of steel during an emergency amazed the nation last year. And the family-friendly event isn't all just books.
We have ballet dancers. We have a costume contest for kids at 1 o'clock. We have the Batman of San Antonio is coming at 2 o'clock.
Food trucks will be on hand at the scenic town square where it's all being held. Tonight and tomorrow, head downtown for a walking tour. From Fred Gomez Guzman of Curious Twins Paranormal.
We're a ghost tour company, but one of the things that we really believe in is understanding and unraveling San Antonio's history, especially its dark history.
This particular tour's title pretty well sums it up.
Murders, Prostitutes, and Spirits of Old San Antonio. It is a tour about some of the murders, the most heinous crimes that have been committed in San Antonio, and it also covers a lot of our old red light district history and some of the haunts around that.
They start off in Alamo Plaza.
We tell a little bit of a different narrative than just the heroes of the Alamo, the stuff that you always hear about.
They dig down into the indigenous people's perspective. Then they hit the Minger Hotel and on to Main Plaza.
We go over some of the tragedies of the plaza, some of the gunfighting that happened in the plaza.
Then it's down Flores to the red light district that was the nation's third largest, run by Fannie Porter.
She was probably one of the first women to ever advocate for women's rights and women's sexual health care as well.
He says her boyfriend was Butch Cassidy.
There's a lot of these stories, like Fanny's, that have kind of disappeared.
But this tour might just keep them alive. I'm Jack Morgan in San Antonio.